This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. The 19th G20 summit is set to start today at the Museum of Modern Art in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. The heads of member states and representatives of international organizations will participate in various sessions and deliberate on the priority areas of this year's declaration. During the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. The theme of G20 summit this year is Building a Just and Sustainable World. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold a series of meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister Modi reached Rio de Janeiro this morning on the second leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Nigeria. He received a warm and zealous welcome by the Indian diaspora on his arrival in the Brazilian city. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Indian Ambassador to Brazil Suresh K. Reddy emphasized that India is engaging with other nations to safeguard the interests of Global South countries as a leader of the region. Talking to Akashvani News, India's Sherpa to the 19th G20 summit, Amitabh Kant reiterated the inclusive approach of grouping and the complex negotiations that are still undergoing. Top leaders of major political parties are making last-ditch effort to woo the voters with campaigning for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra ending this evening. Polling in the two states will be held on Wednesday. In Jharkhand, 38 seats are going to polls in the second phase in the state. Addressing an election rally at Raj Mahal in Sahibganj district, senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath assured voters that a BJP-led government would remove Bangladeshi infiltrators if brought to power. In response, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren criticized the BJP for misleading people under the guise of development. In Maharashtra, addressing an election rally in Belapur, Navi Mumbai, BJP chief and union minister JP Nadda highlighted the achievements of the ruling Mahayuti alliance, crediting it with prosperity, efficient governance and comprehensive development in Maharashtra. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi at a press conference in Mumbai criticized the ruling Mahayuti government for allegedly losing projects worth over 7 lakh crore rupees to other states. Former Delhi minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot today joined the Bharatiya Janata Party in New Delhi today. Yesterday, Mr. Gehlot had resigned from the Aam Aadmi Party. In his resignation letter to AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Mr. Gehlot alleged that political ambitions had overtaken the party's commitment towards the people, which has left many promises unfulfilled. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today hailed the State Bank of India for their unmatched growth story. Speaking at the centenary celebrations of Mumbai main branch building of SBI in Mumbai, the Finance Minister commended the SBI for the growth and penetration of digital banking in the country. She highlighted the bank can handle 20 crore UPI transactions per day. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, reaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index AQI of 490 as of 1 p.m. today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city has recorded the 500 AQI levels. Several train and flight services have been disrupted as air quality in the region worsened, causing low visibility in the region. The India Met Department, IMD, has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog over the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court today questioned the Delhi government over delay in implementation of stricter anti-pollution measures under Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan. In archery, reigning Asian Games champion Jyoti Surekha Vennam clinched gold medal in the women's compound event at the GT Open in Luxembourg. And that's the end of this news bulletin.